When I came to Stanford, I had never had a class in human learning, ever. At Yale, we only studied rats, and we extended their ideas to human learning. So my first couple of years here, I was an animal runner, rat runner, pigeon pecker. I had pigeons and rats, and I made skinner boxes or runways and things like that. And I was in my element. I loved it. However, I was also interested in mathematical models. And I noticed to study mathematical learning, most of the experiments were you do trial by trial by trial, and you see to what extent the behavior changes slowly over time, over trials. And if you run rats through a T-maze, for example, when you're done with that experiment, you only have sequences equal to the number of rats you run. If you ran 15 rats, you ended up with 15 sequences. And it turns out you can't do very detailed statistics on 15 sequences. You're missing data now and again, or there just isn't enough there often. Or one of the rats is kind of silly and crazy, and is off in his own land of Arfy-Darfy. And so you end up not having enough data to do a decent model. It turns out you can run paired associates with 20 people, each learning 15 pairs. That's 300 sequences you get in an hour. So compare somebody who's data hungry, who looks at something that will generate 300 sequences in an hour versus looking at another experiment that'll give you 15 shoddy sequences in 8 weeks. That's what it takes to run a rat experiment.
Yeah.
And I thought, gee, I can get an awful lot of data out of human paired associate learning experiments.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Get a lot, bang. And then I can try to fit in my models to that. And so that was certainly one of the reasons I got started working in paired associate learning and things like that. Then I had to go read the literature in human memory. I didn't know shit about it. The Bible of the group was by McGew and Urien, called The Psychology of Learning or Human Learning. And it was one of the most boring books ever written. And I remember at Yale, nobody studied human memory, human learning. Nobody. In my case, there were several significant events, intellectually speaking. One was I read a book called Plans and the Structure of Behavior by George Miller, Gene Galanter, and Carl Priebram. That was really George who wrote that. And it opened my eyes. It was so radically different than the SR reinforcement theory I'd been taught, brought up. And of course, I talked to some people about it, like Leo Postman, and Leo said, but it's a bunch of shit. Don't bother with it. But I was very intrigued by it. And because George Miller had mainly taken some of his ideas from Alan Newell and Herb Simon on GPS and other things, I thought, I ought to find out about this artificial intelligence work. They called it simulation modeling. In the summer of 1963, I got a fellowship to attend a workshop in Rand Corporation. And that workshop was led by Herb Simon and Alan Newell. And that's where I really got the fix put on me about the joys of computational psychology.